Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Death notices for June 16th. Maria Antonia Rios de Carrasco, 78 of Kermit, died Friday, June 10th in Kermit. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Lou Ada Neely Abbott, 80, of Odessa, died Saturday, June 11th in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. June 17th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Pastor Larry Hood is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa.
Odessa American, Wednesday, June 15th, Opinion Page. Letter to the Editor. Water, water, everywhere? Just learned we'll be without water another 38 hours due to the water main failure on 42nd Street. And right after I sent an email to the city engineering department. Wow. Here's the body of that email. I previously emailed the water department before walking my dog to the park across the street from Barbara Jordan School. On the way, I checked the pressure gauge on a hydrant at Cabrillo. No pressure. So I now understand the concern for the tax-paying public voters our water system serves. Today is the third time water service has been lost to this part of the city this past year. Can't take a shower? Inconvenience. Can't flush the commode? Oh well. Can't water the grass or flowers? Shucks. But now consider the drought, heat, wind. No water for the firefighting. Public safety is jeopardized. Now the big engineering planning question. Why are there no isolation control valves installed in our water system? Lack of planning? Lack of engineering? Certainly not lack of money. Look at the new fire station on 87th Street. That station is being built rather than restore the one across from Barbara Jordan School to its original service. Such controls would permit waterline ruptures to be isolated, mitigating widespread loss of water to taxpayers. Or is reliable fire protection water for the tax money and water sewer fees squeezed from them each year too much to plan engineer? I wonder if my homeowner's insurance company would reconsider their rating of such a poorly planned, designed, maintained water system with regard to firefighting capability of this city. Doug Miss, Odessa. Odessa American Opinion Page, Thursday, June 16th. Our view. Thanks to those usual suspects who always help. The point. Who would have thought the sound of a toilet flushing would be music to our ears this week? What a wild and dry week in Odessa, Texas. Hopefully the worst of it is over, with water available again to Odessans, even though a boil alert is still in effect. But that is a minor inconvenience compared to an entire city being without water for more than 24 hours after a water line break forced the shutdown of Odessa's water treatment plant. No Monday morning quarterbacking here. We are happy that everything is up and running again and hope special attention will be paid to replacing critical infrastructure. Now is the time to steer clear of politicians' pet projects, including a new sports complex. Instead, fix the infrastructure and the roads, which are needs. Then we can turn our attention to wants. The real heroes this week are those who were literally down in the trenches digging for more than 24 hours to repair the line. Now, let's get those hardworking public works employees new water lines and take care of them. We also noted how many stepped away from the keyboard complaining and instead pitched in to help others. It's a who's who of the same folks and businesses who always step up when there is an issue. Chef Alejandro Barrientos of Curbside Bistro offered free drive-through meals on Tuesday and Wednesday as many local eateries were forced to shut down due to the water outage. He always comes to the aid of Odessans. You are a good egg, Chef. Folks and organizations from Kermit and Midland and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality either brought water or helped hand it out to Odessans in need. Some local water truck owners also showed up to haul in non-potable water to keep toilets flushing. Local ministries, including the Reverend Don Weeks and Connection Christian, also lended a hand. Weeks and company took water to the elderly and shut-ins. Loads of volunteers took food, water, and other items to those in need. Some elected officials also helped out by toting water to those lined up at various spots to get bottled water. This is hard work without a shower in the 100-degree plus heat. Good for those who showed up and helped out. Lots of folks also donated water to neighbors, hospitals, and shelters. It's always so impressive to see the good work that others are willing to do during a time of crisis. Odessans come through, as always.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, June 16th, 2022. Community calendar. Juneteenth, Midland, 2022. Today, Music on the Park, 7 p.m. at 1803 East Indiana. Mr. and Mrs. Juneteenth Scholarship Pageant, 7 p.m. at the Carver School Auditorium. R&B Happy Hour, 7 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel. Kickoff Party, 10 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel. Friday, Kids Zone, 7 to 9 p.m. at 1803 East Indiana. Live entertainment at the park, including Bars, B-Live, D-Man, Tycoon Music, 7 to 10 p.m. at 1803 East Indiana. 50 Shades of Melanin, featuring the Charmin Green Band at MLK Center, 2300 Butternut Lane. Tickets, $35 at the door. Saturday, parade begins at 10 a.m., starts at Idea Travis, moves down La Mesa Road to East Indiana. Black Business Expo, hosted by NAACP Midland Chapter, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Carver Old Gym. Opening ceremony, noon at the Showmobile. Bookmobile and Reading at the Park by Tierra Strambler, 12:30 to 2 p.m. Pool Party, 2 to 5 p.m. at Washington Aquatic Center, free. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Mental Health Matters, 4 to 5 p.m. at the White House. Step Dance Team Performances and Awards Ceremony at 6 p.m. Kids Zone, 7 to 9 p.m. Live Band Performance, 8 p.m. Sunday, Sister to Sister Melanin and Mimosas Brunch, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Pi Social. Pool Party, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Washington Aquatic Center, free. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Gospel Celebration, featuring Ty Johnson of Transform Ministries, 7 p.m. Kids Zone, 7 p.m. Black Business Expo hosted by NAACP Midland Chapter, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, where Carver Old Gym. Details. Among the businesses that have committed or shown great interest, John Love Wealth Management, Paperworks, Primerica and Legacy, Thurman Johnson, Edward Jones, Roy Nelson, State Farm Insurance, Live Pure Chiropractic, Sue Roseberry, Mama Sue Enterprises, Viper Security Services, Brodney Moses Law Office, Sweep Co., JCO Signs, Giggle Play Soft Play Rentals, MDG Party Rentals, Upscale Patio Cleaning Services, Free Will Advocates of Midland, Lisa Kelly Realty, Artorias Investment Group, Chattis Bars Realtor, CJ's Striping and Power Wash, K Childers Designs and Services, DW AC Heating Service, Mode Communications, Tow Driving School, East Coast Framing and Construction, CrossFit Mix, G6 Energy Service and Imperium Roots, E-Tech Services, The Promised Seed Ministry, Not Perfect, Just Purposed. Community Calendar. Events. MCT's Summer Mummers, Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th, July 1st and 2nd, 8th and 9th, 15th and 16th, at the Yucca Theater. Midland Classic Theater Company presents Othello, Friday through Sunday, June 24th through 26th, at the Cole Amphitheater, 2000 West Wadley. Online, MidlandClassicTheaterCompany.org. Daddy Stories, 2 p.m. Friday at Manor Park. American Cancer Society presents Midland Roundup, a Cattle Baron's Ball, Saturday at the Horseshoe Complex. Sibley Family Farmers Market, Saturday at Sibley Nature Center. Midland Airs, Sunday at Museum of the Southwest. Keys for Hope Fundraiser, 6 p.m. June 24th at the Petroleum Club of Midland. The Croakin' Toads, June 26th at Museum of the Southwest. Treaty Oak Revival, July 10th at Museum of the Southwest. Tall City Band, July 17th at Museum of the Southwest. Unsweet Teas, July 31st at Museum of the Southwest. Celebration of the Arts Premiere Party, July 15th at the Schaap Center. Celebration of the Arts, July 16th and 17th. Show of Supports Shoot for Heroes Clay Shoot, July 29th at Windwalker Farms. Movies in the Park. All movies start at dusk in the city of Midland. Boss Baby Family Business, Thursday at Hill Park, 1301 West Cuthbert. Cruella, July 8th at C.J. Kelly Park, 5500 League Drive. Sing 2, July 22nd at Dennis the Menace Park, 2201 West Indiana. Encanto, July 29th at Hogan Park, 1201 East Wadley. Luca, August 12th at Centennial Park, 200 West Wall. Monthly meeting. Parkinson's Disease Monthly Meeting, 5:30 p.m., first Tuesday at Mid-Cities Church. For more information, call 432-684-3999. City of Midland Pool Schedule. Doug Russell Aquatic Center, 900 North Midland Drive, and the Washington Aquatic Center, 1601 East Indiana. Entry fees are $3 per person, and children 2 and under are free. Days and hours this weekend. Saturdays, noon to 3 p.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Sundays, 1 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. Details. Passes are sold 30 minutes before the posted opening times at the pool and will be limited to a 3-hour period, listed as Session A in the morning or Session B in the afternoon. Online, midlandtexas.gov/204/midland-swimming-pools. ...2022 Star Spangled Salute, presented by Pioneer Natural Resources. Saturday, July 2nd, downtown Midland. Free admission. Fireworks, live music, children's parade, family fun zone, food and local vendors, beer garden, and Oh Snap photo contest. On the net, www.4thinmidland.com.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. National Dairy Month by Taylor Sutton, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. The variety of dairy foods available in today's supermarkets offers something for almost everyone's overall wellness and taste needs. The nutrient density of milk is one that isn't matched in most other foods. Milk packs in 13 essential nutrients in every serving, including protein, zinc, selenium, vitamin A, and vitamin D, which contribute to healthy immune functions. Some people out there may have heard of kefir. We'll talk more about how that impacts gut health in the future. Other dairy foods like cheese and yogurt also provide high-quality protein, calcium, vitamin A, B vitamins, and more. Dairy foods provide roughly 52% of the calcium, 51% of the vitamin D, and 17% of the protein daily value consumed by Americans. Research shows that nutritious eating patterns that include low-fat and fat-free dairy foods are linked to a reduced risk of some of the most prevalent chronic diseases, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases in adults. So let's say you deal with lactose intolerance. Lactose intolerance can be a barrier to dairy consumption and can put people at risk of a few less than lovely side effects. The good news is that living with lactose intolerance doesn't mean you have to give up your favorite dairy foods.
Each person with lactose intolerance is able to tolerate varying degrees of lactose. It is all about understanding how much lactose is in the food you love and how much you can handle at once. For example, there is lactose-free milk like ultra-filtered milk, which is real milk with milk's nutrients, just without the lactose. So, if you are sensitive to lactose, find your balance. Recipe for grilled Mediterranean pizza. Ingredients: 4 naan breads, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 3 tablespoons za'atar, 1 large Roma tomato, 4 ounces mozzarella cheese, 1/8 cup parsley, salt and pepper to taste. Directions: 1. Grill naan for 3 minutes per side. 2. Brush olive oil evenly on all pieces. 3. Sprinkle on za'atar evenly on all pieces. 4. Dice tomatoes and top naan. 5. Roughly pull apart mozzarella cheese in small stringy pieces. 6. Place on a piece of aluminum foil. 7. Let cheese melt and bubble roughly 5 to 7 minutes.
Jawbone death is a rare complication of osteoporosis meds. Dear Dr. Roach, I am taking Flozamax for osteoporosis. One of the side effects is osteonecrosis of the jaw. Does this only happen if you have major dental work, such as pulling teeth or root canals, or can it happen with routine cleanings and fillings? GD. Answer: the word osteonecrosis literally means bone death. So osteonecrosis of the jaw is a serious condition involving poor blood flow that results in death of the bone cells in the jaw. It may affect either the top portion maxilla or bottom mandible. O&J can happen in people who aren't taking medications, especially people with certain conditions such as having had radiation to the jaw or sickle cell disease, but it is often associated with some kind of medications used to treat osteoporosis, such as the alendronate Flozamax you take. It is more common with intravenous medications than with pills. Additional risk factors include steroid use, such as prednisone, active cancer, smoking, diabetes, and pre-existing dental disease. However, dental extractions and implants also increase risk of ONJ. Regular dental care, such as cleanings, probably decreases the risk of ONJ by improving dental health. ONJ is not common in people taking oral medications such as Flozamax. The estimate is that one person taking an oral bisphosphonate for 5 years, about 1 in 20,000 people will develop ONJ. The risk is significantly greater in people with additional risk factors, but still is only about 1 in 2,000 people. Most experts who use Flozamax and similar medications will hold off treating patients with these medicines if they have dental work such as extractions or implants planned. The delay is typically a few months until after healing of the jaw is complete.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, June 16th. Boyfriend's bedroom gets a bit crowded on weekends. Dear Abby, my boyfriend Paul and I have been together for 18 months. We are both divorced and each have 2 children. Mine are in college. His are in elementary and middle school. They stay overnight with him on the weekends. When they are there, I go home and sleep at my place. Over the last few months, Paul has asked me to stay the night when they are there. However, he wants me to sleep on the couch because they sleep in the bed with him. A few weeks ago, he announced, "I am going to talk to them about you and me sleeping in my bed together and see if they are okay with that." Since then, I have heard nothing, so I continue going to my own place at night. My questions are, is it acceptable for children to sleep in the same bed with their parent? And is it acceptable for children to decide if Paul and I sleep together? Signed, Confused, in Kansas. Dear Confused, the answers to your questions are yes and no. In some cultures, it is common for families to share the same sleeping accommodations, including a family bed. In our culture, it is less common but not unheard of, particularly with kids much younger than his. As to your second question, Paul may be uncomfortable raising the subject with his children, or they may have told him they like the status quo and he hasn't communicated that to you. But they are not the ones who should make that decision. As the adult in the family, that privilege should be his. After 18 months together, you should be comfortable enough to ask him anything. Dear Abby, 20 years ago, I had a falling out with my siblings and my mother. I was in an emotionally and physically abusive marriage. They wanted me to leave, but after 7 years of his brainwashing, I was convinced that I was worthless, that no one cared about me but him, and that I would end up on the street alone and unable to live without him. My siblings invited me out to visit them and proceeded to browbeat me into leaving him. After 3 nights of 6-hour sessions of being berated and hearing I was a terrible mother for staying with him, it was almost a relief to go home to my husband. At least there I expected it. Long story short, I haven't spoken to my family in 20 years. I escaped that marriage 5 years ago, and my mother and I slowly began rebuilding a relationship over Facebook. I'm in Michigan, and she's in New York. 3 months ago, she passed away. One of my siblings unfriended me and my daughter from my mother's Facebook before they posted that she passed away. I heard the news from one of my friends who was also Facebook friends with my mother. Someone I know is saying I should reach out to my siblings and try to rebuild a relationship. What are your thoughts? Signed, Like an Only Child. Dear Like, that your siblings would unfriend you and your daughter from your mother's Facebook page so you wouldn't know she was gone was cruel, unnecessary, and shameful. If you want to reach out to your siblings, by all means do so. But before you do that, please talk with a licensed mental health professional or your religious advisor if you have one. You have suffered much pain and rejection from your abusive husband, and you may encounter more from your siblings, so before you approach them, be prepared.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.